Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Dwayne Riggi with a community comment. There are many different things and events to celebrate in Humboldt County. I bring your attention to one of the recent events in the community of Fortuna that warrants a heartfelt thank you and celebration. The celebration and thank you I am speaking of concerns the donation of 3 delightful metal sculptures displayed as public art on the grassy median at the intersection of Main Street, Ronaville Road, and Fortuna Boulevard. The 3 sculptures depict a family of deer and were created by Eureka artist Linda Wise. The sculptures were created and fabricated from old metal tools and similar items that had been deposited at the transfer station in Eureka for recycling. The different tools have been welded together to create an artistic rendering of 3 life-size deer. Linda Wise is an accomplished local artist, and she has created several other artistic sculptures. One of her works of art that may be recognized by the public is the sculpture displayed at the intersection of Myrtle Avenue and Highway 101 in Eureka. The 3 sculptures I am celebrating and grateful for were funded and commissioned by an individual in Fortuna who wishes to remain anonymous. The anonymous donor offered to dedicate the 3 deer sculptures to the city of Fortuna for display on public property on a permanent basis for the pleasure of all. The 3 sculptures were displayed last December at the Holiday Musical Festival at River Lodge, and the response by the public was very positive. City staff presented the offer of dedication to the Fortuna City Council last May and recommended accepting the donation and assisted in the selection of the location of the artwork. The City Council accepted the offer of dedication. The site was prepared and 3 concrete pedestals were constructed by city staff, and in early December the 3 sculptures were mounted and displayed for the public. A very sincere thank you goes to the very generous and altruistic individual who funded and commissioned the creation of this wonderful artwork and offered it to the public to enjoy. A thank you is offered to the creative artistic talent of Linda Wise for her ability to see and create these wonderful sculptures from old metal tools and discarded objects. And finally, a thank you goes to the Fortuna City Council for accepting the donation of these sculptures as public art so they can be enjoyed by the community for years to come. We have much to celebrate. This has been Dwayne Riggi with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.